Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inner Sight. We're heard around the world every weeknight from 8 to 9. And we are here because we care about people, all the people. It's not just the disabled and the elderly that can be put into a nursing facility. It's anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can be plunged into a situation where they can wind up in a nursing home, because nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. A person has an accident, or they become ill, or they go to a hospital and they're not able to return back home for whatever reason. There's the danger of the nursing home. So Inner Sight is working to prevent that from happening to anyone. And that's why we need the attention of everybody in this country and everybody in the world, really, who wants to stay out of a nursing home. Now, there's certain things. Stop that noise. What's that noise?
Sorry.
What's
me readjusting the... Okay, whatever.
So, there are several different ways that you can stay out of a nursing home in dealing with Inner Sight. Now, we all know about the traditional programs, you know, the open doors and all that stuff that are supposed to help you, but they're very, very limited, because if you reach a certain status, you have a doctor or a nurse coming into your home and examining you and all that, and they feel that you belong in a nursing facility, they can raise that question and try to put you in. If the state doesn't agree to give you enough time for the necessary aids and help so that you can stay out of the nursing home. Now, one of the best ways that you can fight these is by signing our petition, because we want to create a situation where no one can go to a nursing home. And the way that would happen is the nursing homes are no longer there. Turn them into something good. Turn them into accessible housing. That's something that everybody needs in this country, and very much so right here in this county, Suffolk County, New York. So in sticking with Inner Sight, we know that these nursing homes don't like to be publicized. They don't like people to know what's going on inside them. And you've got to stop that noise.
It's against my ear, so I can hear.
Mute your microphone.
No problem. Yeah, I will. Hang on. Let me get myself on mute. Yes, I...
Some people never learn. One of the ways that we can protect someone is if they're in a nursing home, we can have contact with them and or their family when they're in the facility, you know, by calling them, or they can call us and come on the air and talk about what's going on inside that facility. what's happening, different experiences or individuals that they have to deal with, or, you know, comments or whatever. Now, the nursing home doesn't like this. So they're more inclined to help a person in that situation to get out, to get them out of there. You know, because then they won't have that kind of publicity to deal with. So that's a help. I don't know of any other agency that would do that or that is allowed to do that. You know, the independent living centers can't do it. They can only go in and fill out paperwork and put you on the waiting list. They really can't keep anyone out of a nursing home. You might be able to get out if you're lucky, if you're on that list, but that's only part of the job. I don't know, but for every one person that they get out, I would estimate that 5 to 10 people go in, maybe more. So that's not stopping the horror of the nursing homes. As a matter of fact, it's feeding them more. So if you're in a nursing home and you're a family member or a loved one and you're trying to help that person and you have seen things go on and you understand and you don't believe that your loved one should be there, contact Inner Sight. Our phone number, 631-224-3090, or you can use the email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And we will respond back to you and get the details and get your permission, or the person's permission who's in the nursing home, permission, and contact them and start communicating with them every night if need be, or every chance we get. And if they want us to contact a nursing home on their behalf, we'll do that too. So that's for the people that are in the nursing home. People who are in a position, who are outside of the nursing home, well, we'll talk about that after we take a little break and recognize some of the people that help us.
Pardon me, Frank, you have Lorraine and you have Louie. Do you want me to bring any of them in before we go to
a little bit of a break?
Lorraine, right?
Lorraine and,
okay.
Well, wait a minute. Lorraine and who?
Louie. I know Louie you take later.
Louie, all right. All right, tell them to stand by. We'll take calls in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. You can get great, great food over there, catering, lunch, dinner. Fort New York, Shelby's Kitchen. So check it out. And tell them you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. Hey, don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the children who we honor every night on this show. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you to buy a Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And we'll be part of the advocacy group, self-advocacy group, in October. And that's when we're planning to hold, a week after that, hold our news conference on the nursing homes to present the solution to nursing homes to the media. We'll keep you posted on that and more of the particulars as we put it together. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help all the years. And all of our friends. I want to thank my buddy John, who today made a $200 donation to Inner Sight. You know, things like that, that this show on the air keeps us going. And we appreciate it. Inner Sight. And nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. 484-3085-631. And just explain to him what your needs are with the food. He normally, if you're disabled, talk to him about that, and he may be able to bring it to you. Inner Sight, all right. Around the world, and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. The email is BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. So check out the website and the they're on Facebook too. You want to see some of the Akitas that they've rescued. All right, tonight talking about things that people can do to help keep them out of the nursing home and to help get them out of the nursing home. Remember, nursing homes don't want the public to know what's going on inside there. So any kind of an event or agency or show that brings that information out will help the person to get out of the nursing home. And we're in a pretty good position to do that with this show. Let's take a phone call. Lorraine is on the line. Hello. Engineer, are you there?
I'm here, but I have to get from one area to another to engage myself. So let me, Lorraine is still waiting for you.
We'll get her on.
Okay, here she comes.
Lorraine, you there?
Hello. Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself? Yes.
I'm good.
Getting there.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, I tried to call, it was David Ross today.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lawyer you were telling me about, and, you know, trying to see whether or not that he knew of a foundation lawyer. And then I asked my daughter, she works in a law firm, and I asked to see if that she could see if she could, if there's anyone available, you know. And I told her that I would give her your number and her site's number, so, you know, they would be able to speak to see what type of foundation, you know, we want to create in my own name.
Yeah, we want to, excuse me, Lorraine. We want to find out how much the lawyer would charge to set up a foundation to turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm. And I said that to her. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So she's going to ask her.
She was going to ask someone that's in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Dave is a negligent lawyer. I don't know if he would do something like this.
Okay.
Maybe he has a friend for him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't.
Throwing that out there.
If he doesn't respond back, you know, it means that he doesn't do it, or, you know, he can't do it.
Okay.
But you never know. Maybe he's just busy, and he will respond
back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, the trick is to find an attorney who would give us an estimate of how much it would cost to set up the paperwork. You know, and because you're also going to need a tax ID and a tax exemption.
Yes, you do. Yes, I would need that. Yes. What?
For foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to find out how much will that cost if we're going to go for a benefit. Then we can contact the Barbizon School.
That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
tell them about... Loretta.
First things first, yep.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see if they would be interested.
Yeah.
You know? But we got to have our facts all together.
We do before anything, that's right.
Yeah, we got to, mm-hmm. because they're going to ask us questions, you know, how much do you need? I mean, the purpose of the foundation and everything else, that's easy enough to explain, but I don't know what it costs. To set up a foundation. That's what we got to find.
That's true. Yes.
So, you know, we put it
hopefully
out there.
Hopefully we'll get an answer. Yes.
And call the Bar Association.
Oh, I
ask
will.
Ask them if they can recommend a foundation lawyer.
Okay.
You know? Because that would be a good
All
person
right.
to talk to.
That would be.
And see what they would charge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else?
I guess that's about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Think about it.
Yeah.
We're talking tonight about ways that people can protect themselves
mm-hmm.
from. Now, one of the ways. To stay away from medical doctors as much as possible, nurses, social workers. You know, don't reveal your life or your business to these people. You know, unless you know. I mean, talking to people who are within a sight, that's different because.
Yeah.
We're not going to put you in a nursing home. We will never put somebody in a nursing home. We'll fight for them to be in their own home. But all of these facilities, the medical industry and social workers, most of them, you know, they go along with this horrible system and put people and recommend these places. We totally disagree with that. Why don't they recommend keeping people in their own home?
That'd be nice.
And fight for that. And give out all the positive points on that. You know, that's what they need to do. So be very careful who your doctor is and talk to him or her about it. Say, look, will you protect me? I'm going to a nursing home. Bring it right out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And let them know. If you're not going to protect me from this, I'm not going to continue with you. I'm going to find somebody different, somebody better who will. That's what you need to do. That's what people need to do. Because these people will put you in a damn nursing home at the drop of a hat and be very weary and cautious around the adult protective services.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't let
Definitely.
Them. I wouldn't let them in your house.
No.
In your business. You know, because they're notorious for putting people in horrible.
They come to your house. They say this is wrong. That's not adequate. That's not sufficient. They point out everything that is wrong in your home in order to get you in a nursing home.
Oh, that man. Yeah.
Meanwhile, your home is nice and neat.
Yeah.
Well, what do they do to help you correct it if it's wrong?
Nothing.
They leave it all to you to do it.
That's right.
So there's another way. We've got to be as independent as possible. And we've got to have built-in barriers and protection. And one of them is inner sight.
Yes.
Because we will protect a person from going in. We will protect the person that's already in a nursing home. We'll protect them more than the damn nursing home, that's for sure.
Oh, that's for sure.
If we find out that they have a house or a car or a pension, whatever that can be taken monetarily, we'll take whatever steps we have to protect their assets. Of course, people have to follow us, what we say, and listen to us and be attentive to that. If they're not going to follow us, then there's no point to it. So inner sight is trying to protect people. And one of the things that I mentioned the other night, we're trying to find out about that empty nursing home outside of Boston so we can try to acquire, get that building donated or whatever, and turn it into accessible housing. That would be a great, great way to kick this whole thing off.
Yes.
So we can get posted on that. But, it's just horrendous, as Pepper said last night. People in these places, nursing homes, cannot do their job because they're overwhelmed. Too many people to take care of, and the supervisor is rushing you around on some kind of schedule. And our solution to that is bring in the home health aides. You see, the facility doesn't want that because that means that a person can go home.
That's right.
And they don't want that. Inner sight wants it.
I'd rather that.
There's another reason why you should confide in us. And the other situation where the family doesn't want the person to live at home, right? That's a family thing. They don't want the person. They don't want to be bothered with them. Now that means you have to find other means, other people, another dwelling for that person. And inner sight would be perfectly willing to help with that, as long as we get the consent from the person. By the way, the number here, 213-816-1650. Hello.
We have a caller. We have Big Joe. I just want to let you know.
Oh, Joe's on the line. All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a phone call.
Okay, here
we go. Inner sight live.
Hey, Big Joe.
Hello. Hello, Joe.
Hey. Hello, Suzanne. Hello, Frank. Well, I went to the Hope Collection.
Oh, you
and
did?
Suzanne. Yeah. And I sent you a text, Suzanne, and I sent you some information about it. And I also, hold on a sec. I'm going to try to get my earbuds working right. Okay, this should be good. And I also said that if you wanted, you could send me a text, to let me know what kind of message you want me to give them, because I sent you the phone number, so in case you or Frank can call them. And also they have a contact page. So on the contact page, you can send them a message. But instead of having you or Frank, you know, go through the trouble of using your synthesizers to type up something, you can send it to me, and then I'll put it in the contact page for you guys.
Okay. That'd be good.
Now, did you get his text? Excuse me.
Yes, I just did. Not too long ago. He sent it. He sent it a while ago, but my new phone is not quite acting like a new phone. Let's put it that way.
Well, I hear you on that. I have my phone. Some phones I have on notifications. Other phones I don't have on notifications.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I get text, sometimes I don't. But the thing is that if there's a phone number there, if you want me to, I can call them for you and let them know what it is that you want them to know. But they are ready. You don't even have to persuade them, okay, that your mission is important. They already are involved with helping the disabled.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
So that, yeah. So then, you know, when you talk to them, or if I talk to them, or if I send a message for you or talk to them for you, then they will be probably very amenable to whatever it is that you want to say.
Okay. Is that the called the Hope Foundation? I'm not quite sure what it's called.
It's called the Hope Collection.
Collection. Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
Missed a word.
And it's called The Hope Collection. It's not just called Hope Collection. It's called The Hope Collection.
Indeed.
So, yeah, you know, when you get your machine to read the text, then you'll see what I'm talking about. I sent you, like, I copied a part of their website and put it inside the text to send to you to let you know that they're familiar with the disabled. They help out. They help charities already with the disabled. So this is a, you know, sorry I didn't do it previously, but I'm kind of oblivious to the handicap. And I was reading your page, the intersight.info, and there was some information on there that made me aware of how oblivious I was. For example, Frank, Suzanne, you guys want talking street lamps, street lights, talking, you know, signal, stop and go signal. And one thing, and you want Braille on prescription drugs. And I'm thinking, I never thought of that before, because like most people, we think of the disabled as people with crutches and canes and wheelchairs. But we don't think about, you know, what about the normal everyday things of trying to read normal everyday stuff that we take for granted. So, yeah, it's got to be a burden on. Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead, Frank.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, when you communicate with these Hope people, very important, stick to the point. Don't go off in 50 directions. We're asking them to please, first of all, read the petition and then sign it and send it out to as many people as they can. That's what we need right now. We need names on that petition. You know, and that's what you got to stick with, you know, and you got to follow up with Joe, and Joe says he'll call him. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
I appreciate that.
Sure. Just tell me exactly what you want me to say. I know it's a petition, but you have, like Frank is alluding to, and of course you know, Suzanne, you have to have the right wording.
Exactly.
So if you can send me what the right wording is, or if you wanted to say what the right wording is, I'll download this show, and I'll type it up. So what is the right wording that you want me to send?
Frank, about that, too. We'll be together.
The right wording is turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Absolutely.
Read and sign our petition and tell them where it is, of course. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. We don't need nursing homes. We need housing. We need accessible housing. Right.
Yeah,
so
but you have to have the petition to be signed to go someplace. Are you and Suzanne going to talk together on that? Because if I just send sign the petition, they got to say, where do we,
Washington.
You know, what? Huh?
That goes right into Washington, I understand. Right? Suzanne?
Yeah, what, the other one? Yeah, it goes into Washington.
The petition.
You
the
get
petition.
The... I thought you were talking to him, sorry. Yeah.
The petition
it goes to Washington's
right
email addresses. They have them all set up in the application.
All right,
what?
So send, if you guys will send me the text, in the text, the right wording, then I'll be glad to put it into their contact page. And if you want me to, do you want me to call them for you?
That'd be nice. That'd be helpful. Because I can't hear too well sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, that'd be really helpful.
Okay, I'll call them. Just send me the text. Take your time on that. I know it won't, you know, won't be easy. So, you know, if you send it to me by a few hours from now, tomorrow, whatever,
yeah,
it's okay.
It'll probably be tomorrow morning. I just want to make sure the wording is right when I do it.
Yeah.
I could have skipped
because
something.
We can't just send it to Washington, D.C. We have to send it to a specific address, specific congressman, specific agency.
Oh, just good.
Yeah. Doesn't change go right? Don't those petitions go right, Congress?
You have to specify where it goes. So when I do my petitions, I have to go into where it's supposed to go, look for what do they call that? The email address. And it's been a little difficult because, in truth, it's very small, Frank. And I'm having a lot of issues.
Well, get your
aide
to read it.
She has. It's just that it's not. When she leaves this house, I don't have an aide to really help me until my husband comes home much later on. Things just have shifted around. Let's put it that way.
As soon as she comes in the morning, do that right away so you don't forget.
Yeah, I will.
And make sure
I'll try.
Get that info to Joe, you know. So when
I got a new
contact.
Phone that just wants to slide off my ear, and I'm sorry it makes a lot of noise.
No, I haven't heard that. Yeah.
You haven't?
It's, no, I didn't hear any kind of interruption or any kind of distraction.
Okay,
no.
Great.
So,
thank
okay,
you,
so you got the text, Suzanne. You'll be able to read it, or your aide will read it, I know, whenever you have the time.
Yeah,
and
okay,
then
good.
Okay, and I told you, you can call me, Frank can call me, and let me know specific wording, stuff like that. And so I'll just put myself on mute, and I'll let you guys get back to your normal show.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joe, for
connecting.
Yeah, thanks a lot for helping.
Sure, Suzanne, sure, Frank. I'm putting myself on mute now.
Yes, you can.
All right, Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, call Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. And don't forget, tomorrow night is our funnies.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun here tomorrow night, and we're going to tell you about the magical hairdresser tomorrow night. He gave me the idea for this.
Oh, yeah.
I had a better title, but I'll have to rethink it. All right. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight. Oh, and we're going to try to get Dinigan in here. He's back to school assessment. See what happens with that. And Sweet Pepper Treat should be here with a couple of funny songs, so we'll have some fun in a sight tomorrow night, Friday night.
And excuse me.
Is Lou still on the line?
Is Lou? No. I'm going to ask for him right now if I can. Lou, if you can hear this, please, you know, come on the show and I'll let your mic open so you can do some fun stuff with Frank to advertise our Friday night.
Excuse me.
So, very important. Talking tonight about different things, different ways that you can avoid and stay out of nursing home. Have friends and family and advocates who you know don't believe in nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very important point. we at Inner Sight do not believe in these places. Therefore, if a person gets into a situation where anybody wants to put them in, we're going to fight like hell to keep them out as long as that person gives us permission to do so.
Right.
So that's very important that you have people or a person, a friend, somebody to watch over. If you want, watch over to make sure that you're not being railroaded into a damn nursing home. Because people play games like that.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want those kind of games. We don't need them, and we're not going to tolerate them.
That's right. Hey, Frank.
So that's
why I had a relative. I'm sorry.
No.
Go ahead. Continue.
Go ahead. Stop interrupting.
It's okay. You could talk. I'm not.
Oh. You start something,
because it bothers
finishes.
Me when you do that. All right. Listen. I have my aunt who's in Florida, and she's doing better. I just wanted to tell you that and also say that, listen, I got $121,630. That's all.
What? I don't understand what you just said. Your aunt's in Florida?
She's doing much better. It turned out to be the car accident that she was in, like a few days before she was into the hospital, and she's doing better too. So I like that she's feeling a lot better.
Was it a recent car accident?
No, this was the one during that time frame that she was all messed up. So they thought she had vascular dementia.
5-1.
I'm sorry?
It was a while ago she's in the car.
Yes, but I wanted to let you know she's doing better and better. No, my point is that she's doing better thanks to Inner Sight. Myself, if I didn't know any of the things that you had taught me, my mother would be thrown in, not my mother, my aunt would be thrown in a nursing home. I feel that really deeply, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know who's helping her, who's around her.
She has an aide that we only pay for. I'm sorry. She has an aide that we only pay for.
Sorry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, by the way, means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And the email is innersight1620@gmail.com. So if you need to contact us, either the phone or the email, and we reach out again to anyone who's financing their loved one, trying to keep them out of a nursing home, and you need help. You want to do a fundraiser, you want to try to raise more money, let us know. We'd be happy to do whatever we can. Because you never know how we can hook something up. So call Inner Sight, and we will discuss that with you. You don't have to pay us. We're allowed to get a certain percentage out of whatever we raise by law. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. I would like to see, and I made this announcement, I believe, night before, I would like to see every private agency. Now, I'm addressing specifically now the private agencies that don't get money from the government. They're more in a position to do this. Every private agency should be helping Inner Sight to turn the nursing home into accessible housing. If they really care about the disabled and they really want to change the image of the disabled in this country, and protect not only us, but everybody else. Protect the people who work for them. How many people who work for these private agencies, when they get older or something happens to them, are going to wind up in a nursing home? How are they going to protect those people? There's only one way, to have the money to make sure that the person has enough help in their home so that they cannot be put into a nursing home. That's the only way to do it. Nothing else is going to work. You can advocate all you want, and if you don't have the money to keep the person out, bottom line, you have to go to court. Most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, the judge is going to side with the nursing home and put the person in. You know,
Frank,
because,
we have Louie back.
The judge is going to be afraid that he's releasing a person to a dangerous situation if they don't have enough help in the home. So you've got to have that funding. And these private agencies are in a very good position to change their mission statement, join with us, and let's start that foundation that Lorraine wants.
That's
to
right.
Why not?
Yeah.
There isn't one foundation in this country that you can go to and get a grant to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Not a one. Now, what did you say?
Louie is waiting for you.
Ah. All right, Louie the Lip.
Here we come.
On Inner Sight Live around the world.
Hello,
hey,
Frank
Louie,
Perino.
Yo.
Hey, Louie.
Hey, what happened? What happened to you? Where were you?
Wait a minute. Past 9 o'clock, I had to cut it because the show was over yesterday.
No, Tuesday. What happened Tuesday?
I call at 8:30. You were busy talking to that other organization.
I don't remember what happened Tuesday. I don't know if I had an engineer. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on tonight. Are you going to play the conga drum in the toilet or what?
Yeah, I'll play in the bathtub.
The bathtub. All right. Now listen, what are we going to do? Oh, now, did you ever have your hair done by a gay blade?
Yeah.
Friday night, we're going to talk about that. The gay blade hairdresser.
Speaking of the gay blade, the gay blade is on Sanford and Son.
The what?
Gay blade is a bar is a nightclub. Is a bar on Sanford and Son.
Oh yeah. Remember that?
I remember that. That was cool.
Yeah, what happened at the gay blade? Remember? Louie?
Yeah, Lamont and Rallo, where I went to gay trade, I had a drink. I thought it was Fred Sapper and Bubba were there, too.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Grady came in to Fred.
Yeah.
And he says, Fred, you better sit down. I got something to tell you. Well, what happened, Grady? Well, what are you looking like that for? Why you got that funny look on your face like somebody died? Well, nobody died yet, but it might be worse. What? Oh, my own son. Yeah, and Fred freaked out. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And he went down there. He went down
and
there. Yeah, go ahead.
And Lamont, Rallo went to take Lamont to a skin flick.
A skin flick.
A skin flick.
All right. Well, maybe we'll talk about that Friday night.
Yeah, at the Pussycat Theater in California.
Pussycat Theater?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. That sounds cool.
Yeah, skin flick where the girls getting it on with the men, you know.
Oh, okay.
Girl?
Yeah, I know. Hey, Suzanne, yesterday, I called too late on InterSight. Yesterday it was 9 o'clock and the show was over.
Oh, Lou, I'm sorry.
Okay, because you're talking to Sweet Pepper Treat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a skin flick?
See the ladies with the lingerie outfits and tight pants.
Yeah, you went to that?
Yeah, I used my 3D glasses.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you went to that and you had your binoculars, right? Up in the
yeah.
Up in the balcony.
Hey, lady, go get some clothes on, will you?
Yeah, you're going to catch cold. Put the clothes on.
Put a robe on, will you?
That's it?
Give us a lowdown of Friday night. Go ahead on InterSight. Lou, you still there?
Looks like it, but for some reason he got knocked off. I don't know.
All right. I think we
awesome.
Just communicated with Louie the Lip.
Yeah.
All right. Lou, if you can hear me, call back.
Yeah, call back in.
Get you back.
Yeah, right.
All right, in sight. And, you know, remember that this show is for everyone. All right, okay, not everyone is in a wheelchair. Not everyone needs a guide dog, a service dog, right? But anyone and everyone can be subject and can be driven into a nursing home. Can you please be quiet?
I'll be on mute.
Under different circumstances, unforeseen circumstances, things that happen to people that no one suspects or you know, taken by surprise and all that. All right. So that's why we now appeal to the average person, be you young or old, middle age or what, to join with us, because we don't want to see you lose your possession, your freedom. Even if, God forbid, even if you have dementia or whatever it is, okay? That doesn't mean that you have to be treated like garbage and people have to take away what little you have and what you worked for and your possessions and so on and so forth. See, people are preying. They're taking advantage of people that have problems with their brain by putting them in a nursing home and getting what they can from them. They like people like that. And we are trying to get through to people and protect them and get them to sign our petition, help us so the nursing homes cannot do this to people. because they won't be there. That's the best insurance you can get. You can't get better insurance than that. And you can't buy that insurance.
Hello.
It's got to come from people's hearts.
Mm-hmm. We have Louis back.
Oh. Yeah. Hang on, Louis. So join with us. Read the petition. And I want to thank those volunteer folks that Joe called in about. I want to thank them, you know, before they even do anything. We need you to spread this petition around. We'll find the right people to send it to. And we have a little over 100 names. We need 100,000 names, at least.
At least.
To attract some congressman or senator or whatever. So let Inner Sight help you. You don't need any money for this. You need to get the word out. If you can, you know, if you're able to, and you can put some money on the petition, fine. But you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Sign it. Get your friends to sign it. Set up a table. You know, call in the site if you need us to assist you with that. In any way, we'd be happy to do so. Set up a table outside the shopping center, you know, help the average person stay out of a nursing home.
That
sounds good.
It's
not just for the disabled. It's for everyone. You want to set up a table, call us, and we'll put together a flyer. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Let's get Lou back on the line. Lou, you live. Inner Sight. Hello.
Here comes.
Hello, welcome back to Block Talk Radio. Sorry I missed your call. I called 8:30 yesterday. The line's busy. You're talking to that guy on that radio and also Pet Retreat. And it was 9 o'clock. The show was almost over, and I missed it.
All right. Yeah, so you're going to be on tomorrow night now. We're going to have the Gay Blade do your hair tomorrow night on Inner Sight. What color do you want your hair, Louie?
What color? Black hair.
No.
How about pink and yellow?
Pink and yellow.
How about orange?
Pink and yellow.
I'll take yellow.
Yeah, and with the conga drum, we'll take a picture of you with pink and yellow hair with a rainbow dress on, and you can play the conga and tell people to send in $1,000 bills.
Before I do that, I got to go take my shaving cream and shave my legs.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It. There's your legs. All right, give us a lowdown tomorrow night. Come on. We only got a few
minutes. Did I repeat it earlier?
No, you didn't do it. You went bye-bye. I don't know where you went.
Hello,
go
my
ahead.
Name is Suzanne. I want you to tune in tomorrow night from 8 in the morning to 9 in the morning for Inner Sight. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of laughs. We're going to have a nice, good breakfast. We're going to talk about Pepper Treat and the swab for the bathroom and many more. And I have a great time with the female ladies of Connie and Chrissy.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, not 8 in the morning.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night, 8 to 9.
Yeah, I'm kidding around the morning. That's the evening, not morning.
That's right.
That's right.
And Louie will be there with his pink and yellow hair with the conga drum.
Yeah, I know.
That's a funny look.
Hey, Suzanne,
hey,
you're my heart. I'm going to see you at 9:30 on Public Access.
Yeah, you're going to see me talk about nursing homes. You got any friends who would mind signing a petition? Not to go into nursing
homes? No, I'm not into that. I need a cane or a walker.
We'll get you into it. Don't worry.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Lou.
Take care, Suzanne.
Take care, Lou.
Love ya.
Yeah,
I love you, too. Take care, okay?
Bye-bye
thanks,
now.
Louie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Louie, for reminding me. 9:30 tonight, panel 20. Local, all you locals, Long Island. 20 tonight, 9:30, our nursing home program. And once again, we urge all to take part in this, young and old, all right? To get the petition out there, because something new is in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Something where people can have their freedom to remain in their own home for whatever time they have and exercise the American right of freedom and justice and, you know, the American way. That's what this is all about. It's for everyone.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right, thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight. Around the world, our phone number is 631-224-3090. And the email, innersight1620@gmail.com. You need help keeping your loved one out of the nursing home or getting your loved one out, give us a call. We'd be happy to do whatever we can. I want to thank all our listeners and all our sponsors, people that help keep the show on the air. We greatly appreciate it because there's a great need. And once again, we urge every agency, especially the private agencies that aren't contracted by the state, to join with us. Let's do a fundraiser. Let's try to start that foundation that Lorraine wants now in honor of her aunt.
Yes.
I'll help the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
The private agencies are in a good position to do this.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you two ladies ought to call some of them and say, hey, we're trying to start a foundation.
Right.
Yes.
Very much
call
so.
Some of them.
Yeah, I will.
Call right into the director's office and ask them if they'll help.
Yeah, that's what Joseph Arion used to do.
You get a no from them, we can use that. We'll publicize it.
Yeah.
They want a meeting, we'll set it up.
That
you know,
sounds cool
tell
to
them
me.
Why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Frank, do you mind
do
me?
Don't just say, yeah, do it.
I'm going to be doing it.
All right.
I'm going to be doing
I hope
it.
So. When I see it, I'll believe it.
I will be doing it.
All right. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Goodbye,
okay,
world. Inner Sight.
Good night.
Good night, thank you.
Good night,
good
everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, sweetheart. You take care.
You too.
Thanks.
I'm doing nothing. Gotta do, gotta do, gotta do. It's a fucking thing.